This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. We want to get his insights today on the very controversial case heard by the justices of the Supreme Court related to the members of the Westboro Baptist Church out of Kansas, which, of course, is that group that protests the funerals of those killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, suggesting that their deaths are the result of God's punishment of this country for its tolerance of homosexuality. Obviously, the vast majority of the country and even the court today has expressed by their opinions outraged by the demonstrations of these people. But what are their constitutional rights here? And that's what we're here to talk about. Matt, great to have you with us as always.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Obviously, there's the issue of free speech, regardless of how repugnant the speech. Then there's the setting with the funeral and just how far certain speech can go. What was your read on how the justices seem to be leaning here?
Well, that's hard to say, but the questioning was significant. And I think, you know, the questions for those individuals that want to punish the speech of the Phelpses did not go very well for them, because they said, well, not all speech should be punished, only certain kinds of speech should be punished. But when they tried to indicate what that meant and where the line is drawn, they were unable to really be clear about that. And I think that's really the crux of this case. To begin with, let me say this. We oppose, we detest, and deplore the methods, the tactics, and the content of Fred Phelps' speech and that of Westboro Baptist Church and those who support it with regards to how they get their message across. In this case, they protested, and they do protest, among other things, wars of veterans who have died in, say, Iraq, and they protest, saying IEDs are good, thank God for IEDs, or God is your enemy. They even protested the funeral of Dr. Jerry Falwell, a very close friend of mine and the founder of Liberty University. Now, they do this on a regular basis. The problem is that it's very bad facts. It is offensive, but it can make bad law and ultimately restrict legitimate free speech of all of us, just like it could in this case. It could restrict and ultimately affect speech of someone who's at an abortion clinic that's handing out a pamphlet. Somebody who is holding up a sign that says marriage is between one man and one woman at a great gay pride event. So all of that is at issue, and that was argued before the U.S. Supreme Court.
In terms of whether the line can be at least moved a little bit as opposed to removing these rights altogether, given the nature of the speech, is there any sort of progress that the justices could make in terms of curtailing this type of speech specifically from these people? Or is it just a matter of this is what the Constitution allows, and if we're going to allow this freedom, then even the most repugnant type of speech has to be permitted?
Well, Liberty Council filed a brief in this case, and we stated at the very beginning that we distance ourselves from Fred Phelps, but we believe that there is a significant cause for concern because free speech could be put in jeopardy by this case. So I think here's the line. Obviously, speech that's libelous or slanderous, that's not protected by the First Amendment. I think even though it's not at issue in this case, pornography is not protected by the First Amendment. But here, because the speech is offensive, I think as much as we recoil from that action, that it has to be protected by the First Amendment, because it's hard to draw the line. And when you start saying this is offensive today, then tomorrow something else is offensive to someone else, that's where the problem comes. In this case, the picket of this funeral was 1,000 feet away. So the father who brought the suit against the Phelpses did not even know about this picket. He could not see the signs and could not hear the protesters. It wasn't until after the funeral was over the following day and thereafter that he learned about it, reading in the media that somebody had protested the funeral of his son. He was obviously, as a father, upset. He filed suit. He won in the trial court and was awarded damages. And that's what's up now before the U.S. Supreme Court. So under those circumstances, yes, as bad of the facts it is, I think that it has to be protected speech, because the First Amendment is designed to protect speech that would make your blood boil, not libel or slander, not those kinds of actions. But in this case, offensive speech that even makes your blood boil, as discomfortable as it is, that's really when the First Amendment is working.
Matt, as you watch the coverage of this case and of the Westboro folks showing up whenever they do, Do you get the sense that the media and the public at large understand that the message coming from this church is not a message and a sentiment shared by the vast, and I do mean vast, a majority of Christians?
Well, you know, I think sometimes the media wants to blur that line. I'm very clear every time I speak, and I think anyone who looks at this says, this is not the message of Christianity. This is not a message that is shared by the vast majority of Christians. In fact, it's only shared by a few people, primarily those that gather around and support Fred Phelps. But that's a very, very small group of people. Unfortunately, though, sometimes the media tries to use this to paint Christians as being hateful. This is how they do things. But I think his tactics and methods are so outrageous that even the media in this case has not been able to do that. And I think even much of the mainstream media has not even tried to paint a broad brush with Phelps over every other Christian.
Well, Matt, I guess we'll see in a few months exactly how the court rules here, but based on what you've said and what the justices seem to indicate in their questioning, it at least appears to be clear of which way they're likely to go here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.